Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'm married for the last 15 years and I have three beautiful young children that I love so much. And my problem is possibly completely irrational. About 7 years ago, when just before our second child, our marriage went a little bit off skew as my wife went through a bit of a crisis at the time. And I accused her of cheating, I'll be honest, which to this day she denies. And if I even mention it, she loses the rag. Don't get me wrong, we are really good together and I love her dearly and I know she loves me and we get on great at the moment. Things are really good in our marriage. And the last 5 years have just been great. So I don't want to rock the boat. But here's the problem. I have a daughter who's 6 years old and not mine, as far as I'm concerned. I have a good feeling. I love her and I don't treat her any different. But it's grinding in my brain constantly. And I want to put this to bed. My friend told me his mate had the same issue and found out that two of his children weren't actually his after all. And it destroyed his marriage. And that worries me. I know it's easy and just needs a DNA test. But should I tell my wife, as I know it will cause a huge row, for even doubting her? But we have a very honest relationship. And also, Niall, am I even doing the right thing to do this? What happens if it comes back that I'm not the father? It'll kill me, destroy my marriage, everything. Am I better off not knowing? Now, is he better off not knowing? Should he have the test done at all? There's the question. So he's in a good place. He's in a happy marriage. He's got three children. He's concerned that his middle child, because at that time there was a bit of a flux in the marriage, so to speak, is not his. Now, I don't know why people get those good feelings. Maybe the child doesn't look like him or something. I don't know. Or maybe, you know, people, maybe there's a chemistry. Maybe people have a chemistry with their kids. And maybe they just get a good feeling. And you know something? It's a terrible thing to have to say. But there are so many children out there, so many, who are not the children of their fathers. So many fathers who have been fooled. Because let's be clear, when a man has an affair, there is generally no remnants. What I mean by no remnants is, man is not going to have a baby. So the marriage goes on, they're happy again, and everything is fine. When a woman has an affair, there's a possibility she could get pregnant. And then the affair ends. And then she tells the person who she's married to, oh, look, we're pregnant. Ooh, that's your baby. And sure, he knows no different because he didn't even know she was having an affair in the first place. So that's the difference. So that's why it happens so often. There are so many kids out there who are not with their real fathers. It's just a fact of life. But you will never know. You will never know unless you take a DNA test or ever comes up. Maybe there's a medical illness in the future or something like that and the DNA test is taken. The doctor goes, hey, did you know this is not your child? What would you do if they found that out? It'll break your heart. But here's the real question. Should he get a DNA test? Should he actually get the DNA test? I want you to text in and it's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you believe he should get the DNA test done? Let me know what you think. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Afternoon, how are you?
John, should he get the DNA test done?
He should. And his wife should have no problem complying with that because if she's got nothing to hide, there should be no problem if she's 100% sure that the child is his. And then he will be 100% sure that the child is his. But if she obstructs that process in any way, that led me to believe that the child is not his.
And but yeah, but hold on for a second. Let's just say, pardon me, let's just say the wife is perfectly innocent, never had an affair, and the baby is actually his, the child is his, right?
Yeah.
They're in a good marriage right now, things are good. And he turns around out of the blue and says, I have a funny feeling Mary's not mine. I'd like to get a DNA test. There's going to be a massive row.
Well, that's what you see, but by his own admission and the message that he sent to you, that there was a rocky period in that relationship, right?
Just before she got pregnant with his child.
Yeah, so what leads me to believe, like, I mean, what happened during that rocky period, there must be some suspicion on his part that she did play offside and had some kind of a liaison.
Well, he did. Somebody. Yeah, no, he says that in the email. He thought she was cheating and accused her of it at the time, but she denies it. And even to this day, she denies it and loses the rag if he ever even mentions it.
Yeah, but
it's possible she's telling the truth. It is possible.
I reckon he has a bit more information, I think, than he's even letting on. Because, like, I mean, otherwise, why would he push this? You know what I mean?
Well, he just has it in his head. It's eating him up now, see? That's the problem. He may not have any evidence whatsoever. It's just eating him up. You know, something gets into your head and it just starts to champ away. You know what I mean?
Well, look, if she's committed completely to the marriage and if the Connie himself is still happy enough, right, and the kids are grand and everyone is, you know, VW, right, she should comply with this, like, I mean, because she sees it's worrying him, right? And look, she mightn't be happy about it.
No, she won't be happy with it. Of course she wouldn't be happy with it.
Give her the benefit of the doubt. He said that nothing happened, right, and the child is his. The very fact is that he's asking her in the first place. She must see like that he's worried over this, and she should go along with it.
She should just go along with it.
Well, yeah, because if she looks,
now, John, you're not. Come on, you're not a rational man. You're not thinking straight. He's in a happy marriage. I mean, I want to know from the women of Ireland there, if your husband come over to you and say, can you do a DNA test on one of our kids? I'd say they lose the rag.
May I suggest, like, you mean that all is not happy in Camelot, because otherwise he wouldn't be contacting a radio station.
Well, no, but he is saying that it's possibly completely irrational, the problem. So by that notion, I have a funny feeling that maybe himself he realises it's irrational.
Well, you see, the thing is that, look, obviously this thing is eating him up. I mean, and it's just eating him up himself. He's keeping all this to himself. I mean, has he even broached the subject in any way, scuttered around this? But look, I mean, if this is going to continue on, like, I mean, it's going to eat him up, he would be better off if he sat down, look, and if she is innocent, the wife, and nothing happened, and the child just is, well, that's grand. And look, let her comply with it and get your DNA test, get this on the table and get it done and dust it.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to fester.
Well, it is going to fester, of course. It's festering right now,
and,
isn't it?
And the fact is as well, like, I mean, let's get this on the table. If he finds out, like, I mean, he said he loves that young child, like, his feelings for that child, just because he might end up being her biological dad, that will be an initial shock. But he still won't love that child any less.
Now, there's the thing. If you found out that your child wasn't yours, yes, you've raised the child all their life up to the age or whatever the age this child is now, 7 years of age or whatever, right? And yes, you'll still love the child, but you are going to have a different feeling, and you'd be lying if you said it. If somebody said to you, listen, your daughter, your son is not yours, of course you still love them, but you're certainly going to feel different. Of course you are.
Of course, because I was in the...
It's not your child.
I was in the relationship years ago, and it was just pure conversation. One day we came up talking about kids and feelings and whatever, and I said to my ex-partner, I said, like, when I was mad about the kid, like, but I said, you know, I can't have a look at her, like, I mean, like, you look at her, because she's your biological daughter.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
She's not mine. But I still love the kid at the time.
You still love them and care about them, but they're not yours. Yeah. The same way we had a guy on the air about 2 years ago, and same situation. And he ended up doing a DNA test on all three of his children and found out two of them weren't his. Now, they got separated in the end and divorced. He didn't have to pay maintenance for the two that weren't his.
Yeah.
Because they weren't his. Now, he did in the end pay maintenance for them because he believed he loved them. But anyway, let me just go to Mike. Mike, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mike?
Hey, yeah, how are you?
Good. Mike, what are you telling me about DNA tests?
Just in my personal opinion, I think it is your child, so if you want to do a DNA test, that's just for biology. But if you love the kid, if you're raising the kid, well, it is your child, so...
Nurture, not nature, in other words, is what you're saying to me. Yeah.
Yes, I think, you know, you can have a parent by biology, which you might never know. So this is the person who is raising you and who is giving you, you know, tips for your life and who is really caring about you. So that's your father or your mother.
That's all well and good. And most men would think exactly the same way, Mike, that they wouldn't care as long as they were the ones raising them. But there are men out there who think, well, hold on for a second here. You pulled the wool over my eyes for 7 years. You've lied to me. This is not even my child. It's somebody else. It's some other man's child.
Of course, I don't think this is a topic where there is a right or wrong decision. It's just if the guy had the feeling some years ago and it's all good now because this is, you know, it's all clear, or he trusts that this was not happening, let's say.
Yeah.
I disagree with that. No,
hang on, John, hang on. So, Mike, do you think he should get the test done? No.
No. I don't think if this is not burning a hole, you know, in the head every day, and this is not the most important question. What's more important, that you know if it's as by biology, my child or not, or it's more important that there is a family happening and you have three children and everything is good. What's more important, the consequences?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. The happy family is probably more important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, John, I get what Mike is saying. I do agree with him, and to some degree, if the family is happy and they are all happy now, why does he want to know? All it's going to do is destroy everything.
Well, look, if he can put it to bed once and for all in his head and just cancel out his talk completely and just get on with life and the family, that's grand. But there's obviously, there's a faction there that he can't put to bed.
It's in his head, constantly.
It's in his head, and obviously that doubt is there all the time. And is it not better, to get it done and dusted and leave them all move on?
There's no winning in this situation because, firstly, he can't say this to his wife. He suggested talking to his wife about it. If he says this to his wife, I know most of the women of Ireland what they're like. If their husband turned around and said, can we get a DNA test on the child to make sure it's mine, they'd box them across the head. What are you thinking?
If the marriage is solid, it will survive this. If they can put it behind them, a lot of couples have had affairs. I know personally I couldn't, because if you play offside, that you're done and dusted, you're gone.
Yeah.
But the thing is, some people, there must be very strong people emotionally, they can't forgive.
Mm.
I couldn't personally.
All right, let me take a break. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. All right, welcome back. Let me go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
How are you, Niall? Good afternoon.
Good, Jimmy. Now, this is an awkward situation. Oh, sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead. Speak away.
I was in the same position as that guy is there. He's not going to forget. It's going to eat him away.
Yeah, it is going to eat him.
No, he's definitely 100% not going to forget him. Things worse.
Yeah.
If he goes down and tells her, then he's going to have to have done.
Your phone is breaking up a little bit there, Jimmy. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the underground car park. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, if he tells her, I'm mad if she's guilty.
Yeah.
If he tells her, he's not, if he's honest with her or not, if she's guilty, she's going to go mad. She's going to rebel against her.
Of course
she is. If she's innocent, it could be worse.
It's a no-win situation.
Yeah, it's a no-win situation. So here's what he does. He arranges for a dental appointment for himself or whatever, or pretends to arrange for a dental appointment. Brings the child along with him to a medical clinic that does DNAs in Dublin or wherever where he's from. And when he gets there, he asks the guy the guy knows why he's there. So he asks the child, sit up there and I'll just show you, I'll have a quick look at your teeth. And all they do is just swab the inside of both sides of your mouth. That's all they do, and swab the inside of both sides of the mouth.
And is the child not going to go back to his mother and say, Daddy brought me to the medical clinic today?
No, he's just going to say, I went to have my teeth checked, and I just let her sit in the seat, what the seat's like, and, just play along. She's not going to hate, isn't she?
Yeah.
So
in other words, do it by stealth, is what you're saying.
Well, if he gets the result back...
Can you get DNA from the lock of hair, or something, no?
Can, it's more expensive and it's more intrusive, as in, it takes a while, everything. And it used to be, years ago when I got it done, it used to be, I found out a place in Dublin, but I used to have to send away to the States.
Right, okay.
So when I got it done about 15 years ago, it was £600.
It's dear enough, isn't it? It's cheaper than that now, yeah.
It's a lot more cheaper now. I'd say it's about £300.
I don't even think it's that. You can go on now and buy a kit online, and I think it's about 150 quid. What?
Yeah, it can't be 100% trusted now.
No, okay, right, okay.
Let's do a COVID test.
And when you said when you did it, Jimmy, you had reason to do it, did you?
Yeah, my son was very tan compared to my other child.
Right, okay.
But it came back 99.9, he was mine, and that was it, and everything.
So you were happy enough with that, yeah. So you know what it was like when something like that eats up inside you?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, it's not going to go away, it's just going to get worse.
Right, okay. But here's the thing. He's in a happy marriage, according to him. He has three beautiful children, lovely family. If this comes back negative and it's not his child and the missus was playing around 7 years ago, that's the end of his marriage.
Well, that's the way it is. He has to get it done.
It could destroy everything. Is he better off not knowing?
No, because the medical reasons for the child, or if anything was to happen to the child, God forbid. If he was asked to give consent on blood, or if he was asked to,
See,
legally,
Because Jimmy, I'm sorry that you are breaking up. I know you're an underground car park and I appreciate you coming on the air, but it is a lot more common, Jimmy, than we think it is.
Oh, geez, it's very common.
Yeah, I know. I was reading statistics about it this morning and I was quite surprised.
What they say in Ireland is a woman's scorned, so when a relationship breaks up, bit of happiness somewhere else, or a bit of comfort.
Well, I mean, look, people have affairs, and that's a fact of life during marriages. And when a man has an affair and then he gives it up and comes back to the marriage again, there isn't really a remnant unless he's had it somewhere else. But where a woman has an affair, a pregnancy could be the result. So she comes back to the marriage and says, ah, it's yours.
Yeah. Here's one for you. I had a one-night stand with him many, many years ago. The children would be in their early 20s now. And I met one of her friends one day in a shop, and there was two twins in a buggy.
Right.
And exactly like I did when I was younger, mad coded.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. But much of it, but the girl turned around and said to me, do you know what? They're your children. And I said, what? And they were about 5 years of age at the time, and the buggy brought up.
Right.
I'm like, well, I couldn't believe it. She says, but don't say anything because she's told him that they're his. And I said, what? I couldn't believe it.
So you've got two children out there, and some other fella believes they're his?
Yeah.
And would you be tempted to tell him?
No. It's none of your business. It's right. It is my business.
But it is your business.
Yeah, but like, the 5 years of age, it's a no good gun to come over. Because he's actually a nice fella as well. I don't know.
Do you know him? Do you know the chap?
I know him, yeah. It was just like she split up with him for a little while.
So I want to get this 100% straight. So, okay, so she split up with him for a little while. So they had a bit of a bang in the marriage, yeah. Okay, so...
No, they weren't married at the time. But
they weren't married at the time. Yeah, okay. So you impregnated the girl in a one-night stand. And she had two little kids. And then she went back to him and told him they were his.
Yep.
And now they're five. And you know him. And he is 100% believes they're his children. But they're the image of you. And you, do you not believe you have a duty to say it to him? I mean, he's raising your kids.
No good. What,
well, yeah. Jimmy? You're breaking up, Jimmy. When you move somewhere,
no good is going to come from it.
No good is going to come from it.
Sleeping dogs lie, you know. Like,
yeah, but do you think it's fair that some other fella is raising your children? I know he's happy to do it because he thinks they're his.
Yeah, but it's not as if I'm going to get back into a relationship with this.
No, but that's irrelevant. He's happy to do that, but because he thinks they're his kids.
Here's what's relevant. The two of them are happy. The twin girls are happy, so.
Yeah. With the girly hair. Right.
But it's a crazy situation. But as you said, there's a lot more out there, a hell of a lot more.
And you reckon it's a lot more common than we actually imagine?
Lots more.
It's rampant, common. Like.
Rampant, yeah.
Right.
You know, I've seen girls, and like, I used to be security on doors and things like that, and I've seen girls. And once they get a load of drink on this, that, and the other, they could be the best girls in the world, but see a nice fella. They're very very weak at the knees, isn't it?
So you think there's a lot of girls that got out there in their earlier days, maybe, had a one-night stand, had a baby, and then just hooked up with a boyfriend and said, ah, that's yours?
Yeah, because they're out and they made a mistake. They don't want to. So they just say, oh, Jesus, I'm pregnant, you know. A month down the line, 2 months down the line, and he just buys it because he doesn't think any different. Because if he says, well, it couldn't be yours, not mine, blah, 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 but, you know, that opens up a car of worms altogether. But now, that's happened.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm losing your line, it's very bad. Okay, what do you think of Jimmy's situation? So, that even complicates the topic more. So Jimmy has two kids, twin daughters. They're here, they are his daughters. And some of the fellas raising them and thinks they're his. So messed up world we live in, isn't it? Jude, you're in Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's a messed up world we're living in.
It sure is.
Do you think Jimmy has an obligation to go and tell that fella they're not his kids?
Well, I think he has an obligation when the kids get older to tell the kids, but like, Jimmy seems to be quite happy to let another man raise the child.
Mm.
But I think the other fella, that's husband, he should know, because you were saying, oh, there's a no-win situation. There is a win situation. He finds out that the child is his, that's great. If the child isn't his, then the marriage is a shambles.
Yeah, but here, Jude, if the wife finds out he's doing a DNA test on the child, then she knows the husband doesn't trust her and thinks she had an affair, And if it comes back, you know, that it is his kid and everything is all grand, she might not be happy. She said, hold on a second, everything might be grand for you, but you clearly don't trust me. You obviously don't believe me. And how dare you think that I was with somebody else? Well, that's the end of the marriage anyway.
Well, he might trust her 100% with that, but then he's going to verify it. And just supposing, right, just supposing the child isn't his, then doesn't she have a lot of that? It's even unfair to the other kids.
Yeah, but if the child isn't his, that's the end of everything, isn't it? The child is not his, that's the end of everything.
That's it, and the marriage is a shambles. And that's why I think an awful lot of women out there, not every woman, but an awful lot
I don't know if you're taking on women today, by the way. It takes two to tango. Yeah, go on.
But I say an awful lot of women hate DNA technology because isn't it one way of catching out the lion, isn't it? You can't mess with it.
Well, I was shocked earlier on when I looked at statistics in relation to how often this happens. And it happens quite a lot. A lot more than I actually thought, by the way.
Isn't it just goes to show you really, on the grand scale of things, how dishonest women are.
But no. It's not about how dishonest women are. What it is that women are the ones who get pregnant. Men clearly don't get pregnant. So it's a situation that only affects women. So it's nothing to do. Yeah, don't twist the topic around into women being dishonest. No. Men are dishonest too, you know.
Oh, yeah,
but the difference is men can't have babies.
Yeah, but the thing
they can give somebody else a baby, but they can't have them themselves.
But women who do this are being dishonest.
No, I mean, no, hold on, Jude. Both men and women are dishonest when it comes to marriages and infidelity.
Of course, it happens.
Equally.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
But unfortunately, women get pregnant out of that dishonesty sometimes. Men don't. So
yeah,
that's
and
why
can
we're.
Be caught out.
Yeah.
They can be caught out. But I'm just saying, women are dishonest because they're making schmucks of men.
Well, the women that do that are dishonest.
Yeah,
of course they are.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The women who do that are dishonest. And this is a great way of catching them out.
Okay, somebody says, by the way, the parent and child can do an ancestry test. It's about a 60 euro and just requires a bit of spit. My heritage one is a cheek swab, but can be done at home. I thought you could do it with some hair or something like that, and then you could do it on the QT off her hairbrush or something. Do you know anything about DNA tests, Jude?
Well, I do know that it is more expensive and it's longer to extract DNA from hair.
Right.
Because you have to get down to the root of the hair.
There's more
samples of DNA in saliva or a fingernail or a swab. But if you were to do it straight from a hair, because it is so fine.
But you could always pretend you're doing a COVID test, couldn't you?
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So go out and get himself an antigen COVID test and pretend he's doing it on the whole family. Stick the swab into the baby's cheek.
And send it off to the DNA lab to see if the child really is.
And then take it out. And then obviously people are going to be watching him do the COVID test and flip it around, if you know what I mean, so he doesn't damage that end of the stick. And then he could send that off for the DNA test.
And then he'll know.
He'll know one way or the other, and nobody else has to find out.
Yeah, but when he finds out that the child isn't his, that's great. He'll know. Or if the child even is his, the wife is going to be really pissed off. But the thing is, she's pissed off at him for that. But he didn't have an affair or anything. So the only reason why she's pissed off is because she thinks she doesn't trust her. But that probably could be built up again. But you can't build up trust again if you find out that child.
Well, look, generally speaking, if you think your partner's cheating, they most likely are. All right, I have to go to break. The number's 087-188-0008. What's the old line? Always trust your gut.
Good afternoon, Niall. Love the show. A very dear and close friend of mine found out after 25 years that the son wasn't his, and God love the guy, he was disabled. And it only came to light and it broke him up completely. So I think if that fella is taking the effort to write into you and it's on his mind, go ahead, get it done, and it'll either, you know, turn out roses or it will turn out for the worst. But get it done, because there's no point in eating away at him all his life and then eventually probably finding out at some other point, some other stage in his life. So, you know, then that's it. That's what I would do. Thanks, love the show, Niall.
Yeah, somebody wants to know, by the way, in relation to Jimmy, because Jimmy's married now, and now obviously I can't ask him because his phone was breaking up that time. But does Jimmy's wife know that he has two children for somebody else. That's a very complicated situation.
I do think that the man should go ahead and get the DNA test, because not only does it affect him of keeping him up at night and the idea that his daughter isn't his own, gnawing at him every day, but it's also to the benefit of the child. The child should also know the right to their parent. And if it's a middle child, and we're talking probably a child aged between 5 and 9, so maybe the details shouldn't be disclosed to the child yet, but definitely the information should be gathered, and it's only a benefit, not a disadvantage to anyone besides maybe the mother.
Well, probably, definitely the mother, but definitely the whole family, by the way, if he finds out it's not his child, because that's the end of the family, which will affect everybody. But you are right, the child does have a right to know. So yes, it wouldn't be advisable to tell the child at 8 years of age or 7 years of age, wherever the child is at the moment. But certainly it's information the child is entitled to when the child is, say, 16, for example, in that particular case. Okay, keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Number 087-188-0008.
Well, let's not forget the most important thing, Niall, is the actual child itself. I think DNA is a very important thing to carry out, whether it be from his side or her side, for the sake of the child and also for the sake of health and cross genetics, that doesn't clash. So that's my point on it. Thanks.
And also be careful that you get somewhere reputable to do the DNA test. But DNA tests, if done properly, are more or less 100% accurate, whether 99.9% accurate. If they're done badly, they can be inaccurate. That's the worst thing that can happen to you.
Jimmy is an absolute disgrace of a human being. Jesus. Oh my God. You must have got him to ring in, did you? Because I can't believe there's a bloke out there who wouldn't want his own flesh and blood. Do you know what I mean? That's disgusting.
No, we didn't get him to ring in. I didn't even know he was going to say that, to be honest with you. I had no idea that he was going to admit on the air that he had two children for somebody else. So it kind of raises the question, does his missus know that? Anyway, James, maybe he said more than he should have. James, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, James?
I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
Good. James, now, you had a situation whereby you kind of got that gut feeling. I don't want to go into your personal story too much because obviously
yeah,
you're in the family law court today, I imagine, and you're going through your own separation or whatever it is you're going through at the moment, right? But yeah. So you sent out for a test.
Yeah, it was 6 years ago, I think.
Okay.
I was, after being with somebody and I left the country, I got a phone call when I was away to let me know that she was pregnant for me.
Yeah.
And I came back. I went there, done everything I had to do, wanted to be involved in the child's life, and then doubts from outside sources as well as kind of getting in my head. So I ended up going off getting
not one, but two. And both came back positive that it was your child?
Both, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
All right. Okay. Now, so this guy is in a different situation. Now, obviously, you were in a situation where you weren't in a relationship with the girl as such, right?
Yeah.
And you weren't having a future relationship with her. So I'm assuming now you have a whole situation going on where you're getting access and all that kind of carry on.
Oh, yeah. Guardianship at the loss.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's your own personal thing. And I can't go into that too much on the air. Obviously, it's covered under family law. But in this situation, here's a guy happily married with three children, had a bit of a bling in his marriage 7 years ago, where he thought his wife was cheating. They got through all that. Everything is fine. She said she wasn't cheating at the time. And now he's, because of that in his head, he thinks this kid might not be his, and it's eating away at him.
Now, I can understand how he's feeling about it. It's a horrible situation to be in. It really is. No person should have to go through it. But unfortunately, in today's world, the way things are, people do stray at times. It's horrible.
Mm.
But if he does have any doubt in his head, I would recommend for him to go and get it done just to clear it off. Because it's like that, the tests are, they are 99.9%.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, provided you go to a reputable place to get it done, yeah.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, a lot of it's done kind of over in the UK.
Yeah.
Because that's where I've had to send off.
Yeah, you can buy the kits online and they send you over the kit, you do the bits and pieces and you send it back to them
That's one of the ones I've done.
Yeah.
The very first one I done that, and then on the second one I ended up going to a doctor, a GP, and he done it all for me and sent it off to the UK.
Yeah.
And again, came back that my son was mine.
Yeah.
So
were you happy? Were you happy that he was yours, or was there a little bit of disappointment as well?
No disappointment whatsoever. I wanted him to be mine.
Okay.
One thing about it was that before my grandmother passed, she even said herself, I have another great-grandson.
Right.
So
okay, well, that's a good
thing. She knew herself.
Well, I hope you have a long and happy relationship with your child, but in this particular circumstance, would you advise him to go ahead and do it?
100%.
And should he tell the wife?
It can't.
Or should he try and do it secretly?
That's going to push, if it does come out in the future, it will push strain on the relationship. It's not trusting. So be open, be very open about it. It's the best.
It'll cause a barony.
Honestly, look, if it's going to cause a barony, then there's obviously something to hide.
Maybe you're right, actually. If it is going to cause a barony, it might mean that the wife is something to hide. James, thanks for that. And good luck, by the way, with your future relationship with your daughter stroke son. Sorry, was it son? Can't remember. Mary, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Mary?
Hi, not too bad. How are you?
Mary, just very quickly, I've got 1 minute. What should he do?
I think if he looks inside himself, he'll have his answer. Either way, he's going to have a problem, no matter what that result is.
So yeah, even if he gets back a positive result, he's still going to feel bad.
He won't feel bad, but his wife definitely will. I know if it was me, I was completely innocent, and my husband went behind my back, and I thought this guy was. I'd never forgive him. I would take my children and I would leave. And
yeah.
Maybe that's for me, but from a woman's point of view, like, if she's completely innocent, that's horrible to do that behind her back.
Well, that's what I said earlier on to the women of Ireland, and I know what the women of Ireland are like.
Yes.
And if you said to them, "I want to get a DNA test from her for our child," and they were innocent, which most are, by the way, that's the end of your marriage anyway.
Definitely,
because they box the head off you.
Which one can he live with? You know, and then he'll have his answer. Can he live with not having his family, or can he live with just raising this child? And
but if it comes back negative, that's the end of his family anyway, Mary.
Either way.
Yeah. Mary, thanks for that. Have a wonderful weekend.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.